understand that the Shire and the people of Kendinnan have been gifted with a rather large tank from the people of the Shire of East Kimberley. Is that right?
That's certainly right, yes. We were extremely fortunate. I had a phone call probably 6 weeks ago now from the Shire President, Fred Mills, up at Kununurra. He's on the Walga Executive, and at that meeting they were talking about shires that are having a bit of a hard time. And he went back to his shire in Kununurra, because as he put it, they wouldn't know what a dry year was, and suggested that they provide a water tank for someone or a shire down in the wheat belt. As it happened, the Fred Mills used to come through Kundinnan when he was working on a mine many years ago, and suggested the Shire of Kundinnan, and rang up to say that they'd like to offer us about 120,000 litre water tank.
That's fantastic.
It certainly was.
It's interesting because when you think of the two shires, they don't have a lot in common, really, do they?
No. Opposite ends of the state, but one's very wet and one's very dry at the moment.
Yeah, and you'll obviously be needing the water in case of bushfires and just general day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, where the tank's gone is out at Hyden at what we call the Aylmore Road standpipe. Prior to the tank being installed, it was just a standpipe and there was no water storage there at all. So now we've got the water storage plus the standpipe, and people have got greater access to water, and it also assists with water pressure in the pipelines out there when the draw's too heavy at times for the current scheme. So overall, the tank's been a wonderful gift from the Shire up there, and was certainly very much appreciated by the community here.
Where will the water actually come from that will fill the tank?
The water is from Harris River. It's part of the Wheatbelt Water Reticulation Scheme area, so it'll always be topped up with mains water.
So do you think this is probably the first time that shires from almost opposite ends of the state have been able to form an exchange, really?
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard of it, and I've been in local government for some time now, and I've never heard of local governments helping out like this. I know local governments help out each other with staff and whatever else at times, but certainly not a gift of a water tank like this, which was certainly badly needed out that way.
It's an incredible initiative. It could really take off.
Well, I'd like to think so. I think it's a very generous offer, and I think the Shire here would certainly be looking at helping out other shires if need be, because we've been helped out. But we're also talking with the Shire up there about a little bit more cooperation between the two shires, and we'll see where that leads us into the future.
They could become a sister shire.
Yeah, could be in the same state, yeah.